Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a special provision federal employee, you know who you are, air traffic controller, law enforcement, firefighter, you folks, if you are special provisions, today we're going to talk about why you should consider retiring right when you hit those 20 years, and the reasons why people do it, the reason people don't do it. We're going to dive right into all of these things today, and if you are new here, welcome. My name is Dallin Hosma, a financial planner who specializes in helping federal employees just like you get the most out of your benefits and retire confident. Again, let's dive in. Today, like I mentioned, we're going to talk about why it is so popular for special provision federal employees right when they hit 20 years, right when they're eligible to retire, they get out. And why you get the most bang for your buck for those first 20 and you don't get near the same amount and bang for your buck for years after that. So let's dive in. As many of you know, you have special rules on when you're able to retire, when you're eligible for a pension, to keep your health insurance and do all those things. So let's talk about what those rules are. Number one, if you have 25 years of service, you can retire at any age, no matter what. So if you start at age 20, if you have 25 years of service at age 45, you can retire, you're fully eligible. Okay, so 25 at any age, you're good to go. If you have 20 years, okay, you have to be at least 50. Okay, again, with 25 years of service, you can retire at any age, no problem at all. If you have less than 25, you gotta have at least 20 of special provision time to retire under the special provision rules, and you got to be at least age 50, okay? If you don't hit one of these criteria, if you leave the government, you aren't technically retiring, okay? You're just leaving the government, and you can't get a pension right away, and you won't keep health insurance, and a number of things like that, okay? You have to hit one of these criteria to retire and keep some of the best benefits you have, okay? So now that we have that out of the way, why is it that the first 20 years of your career are so valuable and the time after that isn't? And the reason that's the case is because of your pension, okay? Your pension, how it's calculated. Long story short, your pension, let me give you a brief summary of how it's calculated. It is, they take your high three salary, okay? So let's say in this example, your high three is $100,000. So if you don't know, high three basically, it's the 3 years of your career you got paid the most and your annual salary during that time. They average those together, the 3 years. Okay, what was the 3 years you got paid the most? What was the average salary during those 3 years? Okay, so let's say it's 100K. Next, they look at how many years of service you have. Okay, so let's say you have 20 years. Okay, and the next thing they do is they multiply it all by what they call a multiplier. Okay, a multiplier. So 1.7% is the multiplier you get as a special provisions federal employee. Okay, so again, your high three multiplied how many years of service you have multiplied by your multiplier, 1.7. Okay, now if we do this math, what do we get? We get $34,000. Okay. That means on a yearly basis, you'd get 34 grand a year for the rest of your life from your pension, okay? Your FERS pension, that is what you'd get after 20 years with a high three of 100 grand. Now, what happens if you have more than 20 years of service, right? Well, this is where the calculation changes. For the first 20 years, your multiplier here is 1.7%. However, for every additional year after 20, you only get 1%, okay? So again, the first 20, you get 1.7. For any additional years after that, you get 1%. So as you can see, just from the sheer calculation of how your pension comes together, you get the most bang for your buck after 20 years. Now, does that mean that every special provision federal employee, the moment they're eligible, says, hey, look, I'm done. I want to hang it up and be done. I want to retire. And the answer is no, not necessarily. But it's so important to know how this works so you can actually make a plan that makes sense for you. For example, your TSP may not be as large as you want it to be. Maybe you want to keep working to increase your TSP, right? And I'm not saying it's never worth working beyond 20 years. I'm just saying you get the most bang for your buck for the first 20. You still get a bang for your buck after that. It's just not as big. It's not. It's a little more than half of what you were getting before. Again, 1.7 for the first 20, 1% for every year after that. Now, what some people do is the moment they're eligible to retire from the government, they start receiving their pension right away, get the most bang for their buck for those years, and they go work for a private sector employee who's going to pay them really well so they can continue saving into the TSP and things like that. And that's a strategy some of you might want to do as well. It just depends on what your goals are, how much you like your job, and if you want to be done, completely done working after you leave the government. And some people do, the moment they're eligible, they retire and they stop working for good because they save so well into their TSP, they could afford to just be done working right away the moment they're eligible, right? So those are the things to consider. Is when are you first eligible? Do you have to go to 25 years because you started really young? Or do you hit age 50 with at least 21st? Right? When are you first eligible? And at that time, what are your plans? Do you want to go do something else? Maybe if you do want to go do something else, maybe go take your pension with get the most bang for your buck for this first 20. Get out, go do something else. Or maybe you love what you're doing. Maybe it's worth continue working for the government, even though you get less for anything over 20, right? Even though maybe you're happy with that, right? It depends what your goals are. It depends what you're trying to do, how well you saved into the TSP to see where you're at. But now at least you understand that it's very common, and this is why people leave as soon as they can as a special provisions. They take their pension, they take their health insurance, and they run for the hills, and they do the things they want to do, whether take another job or whatever it is, they do the things that they want to do. So I hope that's helpful. Hopefully it gives you some context and some information so that you can make decisions for yourself. So I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.